caution. It is important that you consult a physician and a trainer or coach before you begin. You should have a medical checkup before starting any exercise program.
Welcome to Explosive Baseball. We want to share with you some ideas that are going to help make your baseball players better athletes. We make better athletes, we're going to have better baseball players. You need great speed. You need quickness, explosiveness, balance, all these basic athletic skills in order to maximize your potential during the baseball game. Have a great time. Good luck with your season. Runs. Stand tall with good posture. Suck in the belly button and tuck in the back. Fall forward and explode into an acceleration sprint. Bring the knee up, heel up, and toe up. Step down to the ground with greater force, driving the elbows back. Down and back is one repetition. Do three sets of 3 to 5 reps. Step over drill. Here we're just going to do a simple drill, bringing our toe up and stepping over the opposite ankle. Start with walking. Just walk forward, pulling the toes up toward the shins and stepping over the other ankle. This is a down and back motion as you walk forward. So the foot is actually coming backward as it hits the ground. We want to stay on the front part of the foot, not allowing the heels to hit the ground hard. Next, take this into a jog. Just small steps, pulling the foot down and back. Pull those toes up toward the shins. Bouncing on the front part of the foot as you cycle and step over the other ankle. Next, skip. Pull the toes up toward the shin and pop, step down to the ground. Step down to the ground as you cycle that foot by stepping over the other ankle. Next, we'll go back to a jog. And our final one will be to speed up the rhythm and make it more of a run. Our focus is bouncing off the ground. Step over that ankle and step down quick. Step down quick. Do repetitions at 5 yards. Down and back is one repetition. Do the whole series 3 times. Leg run. Start with a beginning level. Just bouncing forward at a jogging pace, lift the knee up, heel up, toe up, and cycle the leg. Use the arms by driving the elbow back and stabilize the core by sucking in your belly button and tucking in the back. That gives us greater force at the ground. This is great for increasing acceleration and speed on the base path. Step down to the ground. That's the key to propelling and moving the body for greater acceleration. Next, let's do intermediate level. Now it's a 1-2, up down with the right, 1-2, up down with the left. Alternate legs. Change the firing pattern from the brain to the muscles. Remember, bring that knee up in front, the heel up the hamstring, and the toe up toward the shin. Then step down to the ground. Half of running is the lifting part. The other half is stepping down to the ground with greater force. Maintain good posture and aggressive arm swing. Advanced level. Now we go one, two, right, right. We do it twice. We explosively fire that leg. Knee up, heel up, toe up, step down to the ground. Remember, lock in your core. Suck in the belly button and tuck in the back. That helps to generate greater force at the ground that propels and moves the body for greater acceleration and speed on the base path. Down and back is one repetition. Do three sets of three repetitions. Plyometrics. Let's do free jumps and hops. Start with tuck jumps. These are 2-foot jumps, bringing the knees up about as high as the hips. These are explosive off the ground. We want to pop off the ground as quickly as possible. Put force down, explode up. Use the arms. Now let's do hitch hops. These are single leg hops for power and speed. We want to simulate our running motion. Bring the knee up, the heel up, the toe up of the leg that you're jumping with. These are great for balance and acceleration. You got to keep the core stable. Step down to the ground for greater force. Make sure to work each leg equally. Start easy. Do 5, rest. Do the other leg 5, rest. Build to the point where you can do 10 on each set. Bounding. Now we want to extend our running motion and technique for greater force and power. Simply use the same technique that we use for running. We drive the knee up, bring the heel up and the toe up. Step down to the ground and drive and propel the hips forward. Keep a good solid core. Obstacle jumps and hops. We want to use a small obstacle, a cone or a small hurdle. These are rapid fire. They're not big, they're quick. Start with side to sides. 2 feet at the same time. Over and back is 1. Do 3 sets of 5 to 10 repetitions. Pop off the ground. Keep those toes pulled up. 1 foot hops. Simply going side to side, over and back, is 1 repetition. Do 3 sets of 5 repetitions. Switch, use both feet equally. We want to balance out the body's ability to put force into the ground equally in any direction. Front to back, bring both heels together so both feet work as 1 unit. Quickly pop off the ground. Use the core of your body to keep control. Now let's go over and back with 1 foot. We have to really concentrate on having good body control. Over and back is 1 repetition. Do three sets of five repetitions. Start standing tall with good posture. Fall forward with the core of the body. Hold a good position for about 2 to 3 seconds, then drop them and let them go. This is explosive acceleration. Gravity grabs the body and pulls it forward. The athlete has to really focus on good run technique. Knee up, heel up, toe up. Step down to the ground aggressively. Hold the good, solid core. Don't bend over at the waist. Keep the head up and look right down the base path. Drive the elbows back, suck in the belly button, and tuck in your back. Maintain a good, solid upper body, stable core. Step down to the ground for greater acceleration and speed. Now let's do our let goes with a little bit of resistance, followed by an explosive acceleration run. Fall forward, hold on to them. They explode into a full sprint. After about 3 to 4 steps, let them go. We want to build up a little bit more muscle recruitment and then turn it loose to go free. Let it experience that free expression of speed. Maintain good technique, step down to the ground. Drive those elbows back, put the whole package together. Down and back is one repetition. Do three sets of five repetitions. Resistant arms, we simply need a hand weight or a little dumbbell. These are 2 to 3 pounds. They're moderate weight, not super heavy. Now we're going to do a sprint for about 15 to 20 yards with the weights in our hands. We want to use good arm technique. Keep the arm at approximately 90 degrees. Drive the elbow back so that the hand goes back to the butt cheek. That aggressive action helps to generate greater force at the ground with the legs. It's 15 to 20 yards resisted, down, then back, then drop the hand weights and do a free sprint. We've recruited more muscle tissue. Now we want to turn it loose and let it go free. And back, one free is one repetition. Do three sets of 3 to 5 repetitions. Plyometrics with training aids. Let's go to box jumps to start with. These are called depth jumps. You have to start from the top of the box. We drop down, respond to the ground, get right back up on the box. This puts a stretch reflex into the muscle so they work like rubber bands to be explosive off the ground. That's the key to your plyometrics. It's not start from the ground and jump up and land back on the ground. That's the opposite of what we want. Start from the top, drop down, explode off the ground. It's quick and lift those hips as high as you can. Vary the height of box according to the athlete's ability. Here we want to do 2-foot jumps directly over the cones. Bring the knees up and explode off the ground. These are repeat touch and go jumps. Don't spend any time on the ground. Make sure both feet are working at the same time. Start with 5 jumps. Build up to where you're doing 3 sets of 10. Now let's do single leg work. This forces greater explosiveness and balance out of each side of the body. We're going to work the right and left leg equally. Start with sets of 5 jumps. Build up to where you're doing 3 sets of 10. These are unmatched for power, balance, and agility. Great for speed development. Let's go to hurdle jumps now. These are advanced. They're explosive. You gotta really get everything from your body into these jumps. Use a series of 5 to 10 track hurdles. Using both legs, arms, solid core, explode off the ground as you bounce repeatedly over each hurdle. If this is too high, find an object that is a little bit lower, but challenges your ability and skill level. Make sure to train safe. Use an object that can be knocked over or stepped on that's not solid. You don't want to scrape up your body and create an unsafe situation that you might get hurt. Box drops. Here we want to use a box 12 to 20 inches high. Drop from the box with both feet, touch the ground, and explode into a sprint. This loads the muscles, puts the pre-stretch on the power system to quickly respond and push off the ground. Pull the toes up, step down, down, down. Drive your hips forward. Elbows back, keep that head up. Gotta lock in good posture for force at the ground. Harness runs. Now we want to provide a little bit of resistance. You'll need a partner to do this drill and some type of a resistance harness. Start from a nice tall position. We want good posture. Fall forward, hold that for a second, then do a nice technical run. Knee up, heel up, toe up, drive the elbows back. This is aggressive running. Moderate resistance, not heavy. We want good technique through the whole drill. Good technique. Step down to the ground. Now take the harness off, and we want the free expression of speed. Resisted down, resisted back. Now turn it loose. Let it know what speed really feels like. More muscle recruitment, turn it loose, and teach it how fast you want it to go. If you don't have a partner, pull an object. In this case, we've got about a 20 to 30 pound tire. We're doing the same thing that we did with our partners. Resistance down, resistance back, and then run free. We want to recruit that muscle tissue and then turn it loose. Let it explode. Feel that free expression of speed. Down and back, resisted, and one free is one repetition. Do 3 sets of 3 repetitions. Get-ups. Use a distance of about 5 to 10 yards. These are for pure acceleration. Start in a flat position, lying down on the ground. Now you want to push up and run all in one motion. Don't stick the hips straight up in the air. Push up and drive your hips out. Gravity's got a hold of you, pulling you down and forward. Use that extra force to generate greater speed. Bring the knee up and toe up, step down aggressively. Drive the elbows back. Keep your core solid. Suck in the belly button and tuck in the back to stabilize the core. Now let's start from the up position of push-up. Get a straight line from the ear to the ankle. Just simply explode into a sprint. Keep the core solid. Don't raise the hips. Step forward and drive out of there. Gravity's trying to pull you to the ground. Get good run technique. Pull the knee up and toe up. Step down to the ground. Down, down, down. Drive the elbows back. Maintain that solid core. These are great for generating speed for base running. Down and back is one repetition. Do three sets of three repetitions. This is the strength training segment to our workout. We want to introduce you to several adaptations that are more speed specific to give you more explosion for greater performance. Bench press. Here we want to contrast from your heavy high intensity bench to a medicine ball so that we get explosive movement after the muscle recruitment. Maximum muscle recruitment followed by explosive movement with the medicine ball. The contrast helps to teach the muscles how we want them to react during a competitive situation. Squats. Here we want a nice deep parallel squat followed by plyometric jumps. We get maximum muscle recruitment with the multi-joint exercise of squats. Step out, go right into box jumps. This teaches the muscle tissue how we want it to react during competition. Explosive. We do an equal number of repetitions of box jumps to the number of repetitions we did during the lifting phase with the weight. Power cleans. Here's another one of our multi-joint exercises for maximum muscle recruitment. We want to use good technique, keeping the hips down, pulling from the ground straight up. We're going to contrast this with a medicine ball chest pass. So we get total body recruitment from the power clean, followed by total body recruitment and explosiveness with the medicine ball. Get the hands up and pop the ball back and forth. Again, this is equal number of repetitions from the power clean to the plyometric and explosive medicine ball throw. Snatch. Here we're going to work from the hang position to an overhead explosive lift. Want to keep good technique, keep that back flat, lock out the elbows. We're going to follow this with explosive box jumps that are a repeat. We want to fire that muscle tissue as explosively as possible. This is great contrast for competition. Military press. Here we want to work that upper power area, the shoulder and the chest area. We get real good lift with our military press. We're going to contrast this with an explosive vertical medicine ball toss. Here we want to respond to the ball and pop it immediately back up in the air as soon as it touches the hands. So we get quick, explosive response from those muscles, teaching them how we want them to work. Start with sit-ups. Do three sets of as many as possible. I like to do the sit-ups bringing the knees up and the chest up at the same time. This really works the abs. We don't want to just work the abs by pulling the chest up. We want to have the legs come up at the same time. Super persons. Here we're laying flat on the ground, arms and legs out as far as we can reach. Lift the chest and the arms up and the legs up at the same time. Hold that for about 2 seconds. Come down under control. Don't look like a fish out of water flopping on the ground. This is great for developing the lower back. We need that strength to stabilize the body for performance on the field. Pillars. Pull the elbows right underneath the shoulders, toes pulled up toward the shins. Lift the hips so the body is in a straight line from ear to ankle. Hold that position for 10 to 30 seconds, whatever you're capable of. Maybe 1 minute max, if possible. Don't let the hips drop or stick the butt up in the air. We want that straight force line. Suck in your belly button, tuck in that back. Solid, stable core. Now let's go to the right and left. We're gonna work our sides a little bit more here. The inner and outer obliques. Hold the hips up so the body is straight. Balance out by working both sides of the body equally. Hold each of these for 10 to 30 seconds. This will get you some great core, ab, and lower back work. Crunches. With the knees and the feet up off the ground, keep the shoulder blades off the ground, and crunch. Bring your chest up as far as you can. Try and do as many as possible each time you do these. Medicine ball slams. Reach up over the top of your head, extend your body as far as you can, slam that ball into the ground. Use your core to just explode. Total body work, explosive. Figure eights, bring the ball around the hip, over the head, and slam. This is rotational motion. We want to get that core to rotate and move like we have in a game. We have to be explosive in multi-directional areas. Get that core to rotate. Hammer that ball into the ground. Chest pass. Here we want to start in a good athletic position and explode. Jump and crank that thing out there as far as you can. Two hands behind the ball, explode as you chest pass. This is total body explosion. From your toes to your fingertips, let the ball bounce.
When we're doing these explosive throws, we don't want to catch that ball in the air. We want safety. Let it bounce, catch it, load, and explode. Overhead throws. Take a step, balance out right and left feet, snap that ball using the core of your body as far as you can. Do 3 sets of 10 with all these medicine ball exercises. Take a step with the right, then take a step with the left. Keep your core solid. Suck in the belly button, tuck in the back. Head up. Rip that ball out there. Granny throws. Squat down. Don't bend over. Crank that thing as high as you can up in the air. Give a little jump in there. Back flat. Suck in the belly button. Two hands under that ball and let her fly. Catch it off of one bounce, reload, go again. These are great total body explosive throws. Rotational throws. Bring the ball to the side, bring it across the body, and punch it over to your partner. Bend the knees and the hips. Get into a good loaded athletic position and drive that ball over to your partner. Balance out by going both directions. You throw to the right, now you gotta throw to the left. Do 3 sets of 10 throws each direction. Vertical throw and catch. Squat down and punch the ball straight up in the air. Catch it, go right back up. Explode. Catch and throw,